Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, John Boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
Hello to a new adventure. Living my life in Michigan, my home state, surrounded by family and friends.
Columnist for MLB.com.
Please go, Gabriela, please. Vai via.
There you go.
Did you just shoo your kids away in a foreign language and then lock the door behind them? Is that what
That's
just happened?
Precisely
there?
What happened. Yes.
Yeah.
Non sono sicuro.
But in Italian, it sounds much nicer. You know?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Fox Sports Baseball contributor.
Yeah. Fox Sports Baseball God, John Paul Morosi.
I'm a god, not the god.
MLB Network insider.
Now, Danny and Matt, you are both great teammates. Talk about the Giants. Full marks to them. They have the Willie Mack Award, the best teammate of the year. In the honor of the Willie McCovey Award, I think we should have maybe it's the Danny Parkins Award, maybe it's the Matt Spiegel Award, but there is a best teammate.
The Danny Parkins Award.
Okay.
Yeah, the Danny Parkins Award that goes to Danny Parkins. You're right, I'm the real MVP. That's a good point.
John Morosi.
I'm so happy, I can't lie to you. It's the best moment of my life. All the fans who are here supporting me, it means the world.
John Morosi with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Where the top of the hour is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. John Morosi joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. JP, how are you doing today, my friend?
Danny and Matt, I am outstanding, my friends. And certainly you are calling a very unique state right now in the relations of the Chicago White Sox, because, of course, you're calling me here in Michigan, and I think we can still be friends after that near Donnybrook yesterday in Detroit, but that was quite an interesting way to conclude the Tigers' home schedule.
Yeah, and maybe it's not over? What do you think?
It sure didn't sound over. Based on what Dallas Keuchel said after the game last night, we have to see if Dallas is going to get the ball and start one of the games this weekend when the Tigers visit Chicago. But it did not sound like it was over. And I really do see both sides of this issue. I do think on one level, Alex Lang was not trying to hit Jose Abreu. He was, as Alex said, pitching to the scouting report. I believe that. I also believe the White Sox frustration is real. And whether it was, as Tony La Russa said, that you really have to, on some level, command the ball well enough to earn the right to pitch inside, I understand that. I understand he doesn't want to see Abreu hit. I also think the Tigers have the second youngest pitching staff in the American League. And things like this will happen when you have a young staff. You will occasionally have issues with command. That's what that was. They were trying to win the game. It was a two-strike pitch. It was not a purpose pitch. But I think in the long history of baseball, guys, as you both know, it doesn't have to be a purpose pitch to merit some method of retribution according to the code. However much I might disagree with the code, it has existed for a long time, and I think that's what certainly Tony La Russa has ascribed to for a very, very long time.
A very, very long time. JP, I remember a situation in 2015 where the Royals got into a fight on the final weekend and were down a couple of guys for the first round of the playoffs due to suspensions. And I'm not positive if things have changed in that regard, because, look, if Dallas Keuchel's going to pitch against the Tigers and hit somebody, you can worry about injury, but I'd be worried about tangential suspensions that mean nothing to the end of the regular season but could conceivably carry over to the postseason. So how about not pitching Keuchel, Tony? How about just not even putting him out there this weekend?
I think we lost John Morosi. Didn't sound like it was the greatest connection. But That question just could have also left him speechless.
Speechless is entirely possible. I do that to people.
It's in play. It was an outstanding question, as always.
There's a lot in there. There's a lot. I'm getting that a lot lately.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah. John Morosi would never say there's a lot in there to you.
Yeah, no.
Every question is an outstanding question. It's a fascinating question. It's a great question.
A lot to unpack there.
Yeah, no, but Boomer will hit you or Hub will hit you sometimes with there's a lot in there. There's a lot to unpack there. Let me sort through all that.
I like talking to John. How about the Cardinals taking 16 in a row, Danny, reestablishing themselves in the National League West as the Cubs' decade of relevance has faded for a moment here? The freaking Cardinals doing what they always do.
Yeah, they are. They're infuriating. JP, we have you back. Good times. Shane, you want to just be John Morosi?
Yep, it's a very good question, Danny. I'm very, very happy to be here. It's a good time. It's always a good time to be on with you guys. I love being here. The White Sox are in a good position. It's a very good time to be here.
So what do you think? Can you answer Spiegel's question on?
What was your question? I'm sure it was very good. I'm sure it was a very good question, but I dropped off the line.
He said it was a Spiegel question, JP.
Hey.
Familiar with the Holocaust. I know it did happen, and I don't really want to talk about it right now.
Hey, how about, JP, could you yell at your kids in Italian for us,
Gabriella,
please?
Gabriella! Master man, pizza!
It's the...
Hello.
Can you guys hear me? The girls are actually with me at the moment. They are actually here. Yes, okay. The girls are actually here, not far from me. But here is the veteran dad move that I've made. Okay. Today was flu shot day for the Morosis, and so they in order to have that and to now be cool, they have now they're now consuming their cake pops. So they're quiet right now. They're just enjoying their treats, and I'm hoping to buy ourselves some quiet so I can actually do this interview in an appropriate and professional manner, but my telephone line for some reason is not cooperating today.
Well, Spiegs asked you before you dropped off, is it maybe in the best interest of the White Sox to just skip Dallas Keuchel against Detroit so that there's nothing tempting to happen that could, you know, derail focus, suspensions, injury, any of that nonsense?
I don't think it's necessarily that Dallas would be the only one to exact this revenge, even if it made sense. I'll say that if I'm in the White Sox clubhouse, I would say to borrow the hockey term, take a number and we'll handle this when we play them one of the 18 times next season. I don't know that it has to be exacted this weekend. That even sort of presupposes that it's actually required and needed and necessary. I would have some issue with that. But you can skip Keuchel, but you may also not necessarily have him pitching in the playoffs either. I mean, when you consider that. And again, even if Dallas were to hit a Tigers batter this weekend, that suspension, if there is one, I believe would be served in the regular season of 22 and not during the playoffs.
John, if I were to tell you that a team outside of the American League East makes the World Series, who is it? Who's the team outside of the AL East that makes it?
Listen, I think the White Sox have as good of a chance as anybody else, and I've had that belief all along. We've talked about this during the early part of the season. Here's what I think about the White Sox. I believe they are certainly able to beat the Astros in the first round. Houston, you look at their rotation, it's a little young, but impressive. You line up the four guys that you would say the White Sox will roll out there in the playoffs to pitch and start in a playoff series. You think about Rodon, if he's back to being the guy he was in the first half. Giolito, Cease, you'd have to certainly say is obviously part of that mix, and then Lynn. Those four guys against the Astros four of McCullers, Valdez, Garcia. I you think about the way their group, maybe Odorizzi is the fourth guy for Houston. I think the White Sox have every expectation to win that series. I mean, and plus you've got two all-star closers back there. If Robert keeps playing the way he's been playing, for me the key thing is the rest for Anderson. Anderson, for me, is the guy that I'm watching the most closely. I don't think Anderson's going to be 100% this year because he's been, I think, battling a number of injuries. You see the way he's been grinding through the last couple weeks. If this rest down the stretch and even the rest of the beginning part of next week, game one's going to be Thursday. If you get arrested, ready to go, Tim Anderson, I believe the White Sox can beat the Astros in the division series.
What do you think? And we're going to get back to the playoff permutations here, but we're talking a lot about Carlos Rodon around here, obviously. And is he hurt? How bad is he hurt? Is it dead arm? What does that mean? Should he pitch in the postseason? Can you trust him? Do you back him up with someone? What's the plan? What do you think he's looking at as a free agent based on how he started the year versus how he's finishing the year in terms of a market in free agency?
That is a great question. And here's the thing. I look at what he did. First of all, last year he could have been available to basically anybody. And then you look at Robbie Ray as well. And Robbie Ray is someone who really has improved his ability to go out there in the market and get paid. I think Robbie Ray is a $20 million plus pitcher, likely over 5 years. I do not think that is Rodon's future necessarily. You look at him, he's 28, he's about to be 29. He's the right age to hit it big, but to your point, his market value is not trending in the right direction based on the way that he's played during the course of his season. So I would say Rodon is maybe looking at a lucrative 3 or 4 year deal, but I don't think he gets 5 years, and I don't think that number is necessarily that much beyond $20 million per season. I think it's probably going to be less than that. But I could see for the right team that really believes in him and needs a rotation fit, I think he gets 3 guaranteed years, and I think his AAV is somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million, give or take.
You want to tell that kid to quiet down after the cake pop in Italian, or how are we going to deal with this discipline?
Yeah, Hey, non mangiare il cake pop. È troppo ruidoso. Yeah, there was too much noise. And now she's... I've now poked the bear.
Quiet down.
Yeah, there you go.
We round her up. Go ahead, Spiegs.
I'm just very disappointed to learn there's no Italian for cake pop, or he doesn't know it, I suppose.
Yeah. I do not know how to say cake pop in Italian.
With the same free agent market kind of question here, Javier Baez's offensive explosion since the double yes. thumb down for the Mets is making some people think that he is going to get a multi-year offer that gets into the $100 million range. There were a lot of Cub fans, and I think maybe some people within the organization, hoping that Javi was going to have to consider a one-year prove-it deal or a two-year prove-it deal. What's your sense for what the market will be, and is Steve Cohen going to try and keep Francisco Lindor happy by bringing Javi back?
You know, that is some more great points, Matt, as always, my friend. Well done on that. I would say great questions on that one, because there were a couple different ones that were very good. I do think he has gotten – I think Baez has gotten – it's true that I think Baez has brought the best out of Lindor. I do believe the Mets try to keep him, but they can't keep everybody, obviously, and they've got some decisions to make about their outfield too. The one thing about Baez that I have to point out here is that there's a number of teams looking to make a splash in free agency, and as we know, a lot of them there are a lot of shortstops out there. Carlos Correa is out there. Seager is out there. Story is out there. If you'd asked me before the double thumbs down moment for Baez where he was, I would have said that he was going to be having to make that 1 or 2 year prove it type contract that you're mentioning. Does he get 9 figures? I'm still a little skeptical on that. Remember just how uncertain this offseason is, and I think the availability of other shortstops could work against him in that regard. But I do think, again, maybe he's at least into the 3 year range at somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million plus. Again, that's sort of a similar thing to what I envisioned for Rodon. I don't look at Baez as being as valuable as Correa. I don't. I think he's going to be south of that. And also Marcus Semien. Semien, to me, is going to be one of the more sought-after players as well. So I would say Baez is behind both Correa and Semien, and probably even Seager, based on the way Seager has played here of late.
What do you make of the Cubs stance? Jed Hoyer publicly saying the Cubs will be, quote, really active in free agency, but will spend intelligently. What does that say to you, John?
That is a very good GM speak. for understanding the fan base and their desire for the Cubs to get out there and spend and make this a quick rebuild, while also acknowledging, obviously, there have been some cost-cutting moves that have been made by the Cubs here in recent years. I don't think they're going to go out there and bring back Bryant, bring back Rizzo, bring back Baez. You look at that staff and the overall position player mix on the club, this is not a team that's one or two players away. And certainly I don't think it makes sense to get the band back together and make a run at this thing.
Just going to stay calm. It doesn't really matter. It's just sports. It's just radio. It's just baseball. Am I right?
I blame the kids.
Yeah. The lack of cake pop.
You okay?
Yep. Oh, they're there.
Hey. Gotcha. What's up? You cut out again.
I'm here. My bad on that. So my point was, I don't think, Jed, I think that's something that he knows the fan base wants to hear. But I also don't believe that this is a year where the Cubs are going to spend lavishly in free agency. They're not one or two players away from being as good as the Brewers, from being as good as the Cardinals. They're not that competitive right now. And if they are going to make a move, I do think it would be more on the pitching end of things than on the position player group. I could see them making a play for someone like a Robbie Ray when you consider where he is out there. But I don't think this is a year for them to go out there and try to spend for a Marcus Semien, for a Correa, for a Baez. I think their needs are more on the pitching side, in my opinion.
What intrigues you most between now and the postseason starting? There's a lot still up for grabs here down the stretch of the regular season.
I would say for me a couple things. The slots of the American League wild card pictures, the Blue Jays make a run here? Do the Mariners make a run here? To me, that's probably where I would say do they find a way to get back in the race? And also the AL Cy Young picture. I am a Cy Young voter this year, so I'm studying very hard on the likes of Robbie Ray and Gerrit Cole to see where I'm going to cast my ballot here in the days ahead.
Can I tell you who I bet on? Will that influence your vote, perhaps?
No. Well, I can't have that noise in my mind as to who that person would be. I don't want that to cloud my judgment. So I would rather not know. I would rather not know.
Can I buy your vote?
Is that okay?
Yeah.
No. I have my own opinions on this. I'm doing my own homework. And I'll tell you this, I purposely don't do any sort of work on this until like the last 10 days of the season. We went through this last year when I was talking about the rookie of the year. Remember Kyle Lewis versus Luis Robert? We had this exact conversation. I said, I purposely don't really dive into the numbers until it's all over. So I guess I can't prevent you from saying what you're saying, but I would ask you to not try to influence my vote, because I want to operate apart from any sort of influence of this type.
No, I will not tell you, but I've always dreamed of having a vote for one of these awards so that I could gamble on it and have some sort of like insider trading type of hookup.
Danny's such a good baseball fan, isn't he, John?
Oh man,
it could be a Heisman vote. There's like a thousand of those. It doesn't have to be baseball. I tried to buy Vinny Goodwill's NBA All Star Game MVP vote for him.
I got you. My bad. I thought we were in a baseball segment. I got confused there for a minute.
The purity of the game.
I'll say this, and this is one of the reasons why, in all fairness, that we have tried that the BBWA for many years has tried to uncouple our awards from any sort of performance bonuses that players get written into their contracts. Because some guys will say, if you finish fifth or 10th, whatever it is, or if you get any Cy Young awards or Cy Young votes, you get an extra, a player gets an extra amount of money. And that's just, I'm not comfortable with that. I mean, I'm a little old school. I'm from a small town. I'm kind of old fashioned with some of this stuff. And I don't think that's the way it should be, man. I'm not comfortable with that.
Last thing, John. What is your takeaway from the Padres implosion? What is to be learned from that for them and for baseball at large? Because my God, what a disappointment!
Excellent questions.
Yeah, no,
No, excellent. They're all excellent questions, as you guys well know. I think Danny got one, and then Matt had like a two-parter, both of which were excellent. Yeah. So, I mean, that's like, I think Matt might win the day 1.5-1. But at any rate, the Padres, I would say this. Jay Singler is under some pressure right now. There's no question about that. And we'll see what changes happen when you let go of Larry Rothschild with like a 6 weeks to go in the regular season and things don't work out, then you kind of look at it a little deeper and say, okay, what's going on and what does this mean for the manager? I mean, he is not on stable ground right now, to say the very least. Maybe more personnel changes are happening. But guys, as we know, they turned over almost the entire roster in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, there's not many more personnel changes you can make, although I do think they'll probably move maybe an infielder because they're a little heavy there with Frazier, Hosmer, Cronenworth, Machado, Tatis. So maybe they move one guy, but that's not the issue here. You don't spend that much money and say, well, the issue was we couldn't find somebody to take Eric Hosmer's contract. I mean, this is more of a deeper issue that the clubhouse looks like it's not totally in harmony based on what you saw in the dugout there in St. Louis. So I think some changes to come there. And yes, as you guys were talking earlier, I really think my favorite thing for this weekend is, you know, can the Mariners make a real move? Can we have one of these like 4 or 5 team tiebreakers that I've always been dreaming about having? It's like multiple days of tiebreakers, total chaos, everybody flying around the country. I love it. That's what I want. I want to get excited about that because I can promise you one thing. I have not watched a minute of the Detroit Lions all season long, and I understand they had a tough loss on Sunday. I didn't even hear about it until Monday. It was like, what happened? I had record-setting field goal. Oh, the Lions still are winless. Well, that was exactly what I expected would happen. That's why I don't watch.
Well, they get to play the Bears this week, John Morosi. So we'll have
really?
Some...
That's news. That's news to me. Well, congratulations to the Bears, then. I congratulations on your win. I mean, it's going to happen.
Thank you.
I called in to congratulate you guys. Right off the bat, you got it,
John. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you during the playoffs, my man. Thank you so much.
Can't wait. Me dispiace molto. I apologize for the noise in the background, but the kids enjoyed their cake pops, and I appreciate your understanding as always.
Of course, that is John Morosi, MLB Network and Fox Sports. Smooth as always.
I assumed he was at Home Depot. Where do you think he arrived there? Or maybe it was home. I heard the door open, the door closed. The transition from speaker to cell phone.
It could have been anything. We've talked to him from a Stanley Cup playoff game when they were testing a light show in Vegas. We've talked to him from a working press box before. We've talked to him from batting practice. We've talked to him from his basement with his kids playing in the room.
The corn game? We talked to him live from the corn game?
Yeah, we talked to this guy wherever. It's normally chaotic. It is often about baseball. He's very complimentary, and he brings high energy. And Shane's John Morosi impression is... better.
It was pretty good.
It's not better than actually having Pat Mahomes, but when Shane pretends to be Pat Mahomes, I think that was really good. So if we ever
Yeah. I wasn't aware that happened.
No, we get the real Pat Mahomes, but sometimes you mock him, I feel like. Is that not the case?
No. I know this is the Yes And Show, but absolutely not.
That doesn't happen. I was confused. Well, when we can't get John Morosi every day of the baseball playoffs, maybe we can do like a few minutes with Shane Morosi.
That's totally fine.
Okay, that's allowed.
Shane Paul, can I say Shane Paul Morosi?
Yep. Shane Tanny back there, a couple of the greats of the game, and we'll make sure to give you all the information from the baseball playoffs.
Perfect.
I just like when you yell.
Gabriella! Pizza!
I don't have to expand the Italian repertoire.
No, it's better if he doesn't.
Hey, I just saw pictures, Danny. Pictures from the merchandise sections over there at Guaranteed Rate Park, American League Central T-shirts are on sale at Guaranteed Rate Stadium. American League Central T-shirts are officially on sale. They're on hangers and everything over there. It's a night to get new merch if you're going to the White Sox game. First game since they were crowned the champs. Brooks Boyer and everybody urging fans to go full-on blackout for every home playoff game that comes their way. It's good times over there in the South.
Well, in that vein, we have to discuss some of Shane's anxieties ahead of what's happening with the White Sox and some on-field issues, both related to what you were talking about with Keuchel and the riffraff against Detroit and some stuff for the playoffs as well. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score. Parkins and Spiegel on the score. We're off in a half hour for Cubs baseball. Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Texters saying, yikes, you guys are running like a Matt Nagy offense over there today. We told you there is a computer update software situation happening. I've never seen so many people in the control room. We have to get it figured out by the time the Cubs come on the air because, you know, they pay the bills around here. Speaking of the Cubs, you have a project going on with them.
I do, but I got to say, in regards to your comment about people in the control room, if anybody's watching on the Twitch, they can see that I see four bodies at the board in the control room, none of whom are Chris Tannehill or Shane Reardon.
They came into the Hyundai Score Studios. They're in here with me. You're broadcasting from home. Yeah, we got a whole motley crew here. So we don't know if we'll ever be able to take a commercial break again. This might be my dream. They might have just commercial-free 50,000-watt power until the end of time.
This is what you've wanted since your days in middle school.
That's
I
right.
understand.
I'm just doing the whiny over here.
Set me up here, Danny boy. Bring it to me. He snaps at me.
Is Tony Wise in there with Danny? That's what I want to know.
This guy just brings Tony Wise where he goes like he's on a field trip.
Next week, guys, I'll bring Tony Wise. That's right. And then this morning, I hear the morning show guys saying, yeah, Wani's got a special
Tony's
guest.
Here again.
These impressions today are just incredible.
Is that
Wani? He does these impersonations. I swear they're the real people.
It's so bright in here.
Dude.
Okay. This is ridiculous.
Shane, I can't see you. You move the monitor so that we can have eye contact, but I am staring into a reflection of this light. I can never see you.
Yeah, this is bad. Bad idiot move.
Yeah, whoever designed this studio.
All the imperfections in my face with this lighting.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You imagine need more like beard. Me. More beard to cover that face.
Yeah, up to my forehead.
Why not?
Back to Tony Wise, though. Maybe, you know, just getting warmed up for the morning show. Then he brings, like, the A material, the stuff that really works.
I'm not sure. When I saw today that, one, he was in studio with Molly and Haw, and he had brought Tony Wise. Like, he was talking to us for, like, weeks about that being, like, a special thing that he was going to do for us.
For us.
For the show. Yeah. And then, so Tony Wise is just, like, on vacation, staying with Dave, and he just goes wherever he goes.
As he does, the O-line coach sticking around.
Also, Tony
How can
Wise
I be
can't,
useful?
He can't get a hotel. He's got to stay with Dave.
I assume.
Just picking up his beer cans for him.
Yeah, it's so strange. Plug the podcast, please.
It's been 5 years.
Locked on socks. Oh, sorry.
It's been 5 years.
Shane's meat since... on IG.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
It's been 5 years since the Cubs broke the curse, as you guys know, made the run to the 2016 World Series. It can be relived now on the new podcast, The Run, from Odyssey and Major League Baseball. You can listen and follow on the Odyssey app. You can find it at Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The first couple episodes are out now. There's more coming on Monday. The Run, it's me, Matt Spiegel, hosting it along with Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show, who is hilarious and wonderful and a hardcore Cub fan who watched the whole thing from his couch in Alabama. We've been having a blast doing it. Joe Madden was amazing and is on an episode upcoming. We taped with Theo Epstein this morning. Lots of folks have done it. Lots more to come. It's been a very, very cool, fun thing because MLB is partnering with Odyssey here. So this is the first of what could be a long relationship between our company, Odyssey, and Major League Baseball. And the first one is the Cubs 2016 World Series. So look for The Run on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys have a ton of huge names on it. And how many episodes?
10.
It's 10. Okay.
It's going to be 10, and we'll give Cub fans something to do here in this October and perhaps even into November, depending on how the schedule works out.
So we got to talk. We'll talk some stuff on the field here, but we're going to Vegas for the Bears-Raiders game at Circa, like we were talking about earlier, and we've been telling Bears fans who are going to meet up with us at Circa, and it's going to be the spot. And Shane is coming. Tanny, you are officially not coming now. Is that right?
Yes.
So, but you're going to be hosting White Sox post game.
here on the Scores, the host of the Locked On Sox podcast. And Shane is a diehard White Sox fan. You might have heard he's a season ticket holder. And he's going on the trip with us, which will be during the division series.
Yeah.
And now you're concerned that – I'm concerned, honestly, that you don't want to be in Vegas because we're going to be there. I'm concerned.
Mm. Danny, it's a great question.
Thank you, JP.
Shane Palmarosi is
Danny, I understand your concern.
Gabriella! Pizza!
Who knew that cake pop was the same in any language?
Yeah, it makes sense, but I had never thought about it.
So, here's the thing. I specifically got season tickets so I'd have first crack at affordable playoff tickets and I wouldn't have to spend. Also, support of the White Sox and my buddy Rick Hahn wanted to show them that I was behind them not only in my heart but in my wallet. And it hurts a little bit. It hurts me that the first playoff home game possible for me to go to since my dad took me when I was 12 in 2005 is going to be the Sunday that I'm sitting with you at Stadium Swim at Circa, which is going to be a great time, by the way. One of the greats in the game, Stadium Swim is. I'm looking very much forward to it. We'll watch the White Sox from there. But I was contemplating flying back Sunday.
I was going to say, you could do that.
Right,
you could leave early.
I could, but here's the thing. If I do that, that's me showing no faith in the White Sox ability to get to the LCS. If I come home and say, hey, this is my one chance, I'm going to go see him game three, that's me saying, screw you, Rick Hahn, which I would never, ever say because I love him
nice
with
the
sun.
Nice and
clean. Yes.
Hold on. Were you planning to only go to one game?
No. I have tickets to all of the ALDS games, two of the LCS games, and one World Series game.
So come home for the first opportunity if you want to, but that doesn't mean you can't go again.
Well,
but what I'm saying is if I make that chance to come home, that's me saying, make that choice to come home, that's me saying, I don't trust the White Sox to be in the LCS. If I stay there, that's me saying, I trust you guys to get to the LCS.
Well, or you trust them to at least get to game four.
Right, and I have that game too.
That's the concern. I mean, obviously, the hope here is that the White Sox win the whole damn thing, but...
Is that your hope?
Of course, I bet I'm going to win the pennant. Mm. And it's good for you guys. It's good for the city. Like, yeah, of course, man. I have two White Sox jerseys.
Yeah, the special World Series edition jersey in 18 that he could get to make it number three.
Yeah, with that patch, it'd be incredible. But, God, if I'm alone with Shane, because if you're at the game and we're at Stadium Swim and my wife has already left and we're watching Bears Raiders and the White Sox game, and if... What I'm just doing doomsday scenario here, and the White Sox are down 2-0, and then they lose that game, and I'm alone with Shane at Stadium Swim, and he didn't get to go to any White Sox playoff games, and they got swept out of it. I think he might kill me.
No, I think there's
a lot of holes in the desert. a lot of problems are buried in those holes.
Yeah.
See, we're next to a pool. I'm going to be severely intoxicated, responsibly and safely.
Of course.
But I might want to drown myself. And
I'm an excellent swimmer. We know that.
Well, I was going to say Steph's leaving early, right? Because I'd much rather have her there to save me from the pool than zigzag back over here.
Yeah.
Well, faster swimmer. Listen, while he does the worm up the staircase of the pool there, here's the thing, Shane. I think you can find some Casey Musgraves, some brown liquor, and a hot tub there at Stadium Swim and talk to your people on Twitter and just avoid Danny entirely, if need be.
Yeah, I think that might be a good call.
I don't even know how much of the factor is that it would be just you and me. I think just your overall anxiety, I think we're going to have a great time. But
yeah, well, it's an awesome time.
But your pain and anxiety, yeah, I forced that out of you, is going to just... It's going to be a tough watch, and you're going to be a tough hang.
Yeah, I probably will.
If the Sox are down 2-0 in that game in Vegas. I would want, for your sake, for you to be in Chicago for that game.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay.
Yeah, I would too.
So
I'd much rather be with my father
than
you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. So why not fly back Sunday?
Arrange a contingency ticket for that Sunday.
Like a one-way Southwest ticket that you could cancel?
Correct. Well,
I'm not flying back Sunday because I just told you.
So you're committed 100%?
Yes. If I fly back Sunday, that's giving the White Sox permission to not make it to the LCS.
Okay. All right.
Danny, am I attacking it the right way?
Yeah. I mean, nothing is guaranteed in our game, you know? So you do what you feel is right for you and your dad. You know, certainly you owe your dad, man. We all owe our dads.
And he's still
going
to go. He and my sister are going to go, or he and my mom are going to go. Like, I'm not going to sell the tickets. I'm going to let my dad go. But I would just rather be there with him.
Rather than with Danny. All right, man.
Yeah, it's a questionable decision all around.
Hey, speaking of this story regarding your dad and going to the games, a texter knew it. That your buddy Rick Hahn shouted you out on Saturday morning on Inside the Clubhouse. That was you he was talking about, wasn't it, Shane Reardon?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think it was.
I didn't hear that audio.
Oh.
I'm not sure about that.
I think it was. I think you, my friend, are not mentioned on broadcast, but mentioned on Inside the Clubhouse by the general manager of the White Sox.
Again, didn't hear it. Not sure.
Okay. we're listening to
REC me dumping that.
Yeah. Well, we yeah.
Got it.
Unbelievable. This guy over here.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I know we didn't listen.
I know there's a mandate not to say things.
No, not to say all things. But all right, so on the field here, do you guys share Spiegs' concern about Dallas Keuchel against the Tigers? Throwing at him.
Yeah, it certainly sounded like yesterday in the post game where he said, you know what, if I was out there today, I'd probably have his back out there. And then he knew the next time he was pitching again, we can't play the audio here, but he knew. He's like, maybe Friday when I'm out there again. I was like, oh, okay, he's got it all planned out in his mind. It's already happening. So you do worry about that. I think yesterday was pretty telling in terms of the character of the team. I think if it was going to happen, it was going to happen yesterday. And the fact that it didn't escalate into any ejections or actual punches being thrown, I think that's a good thing. And I think what they'll do is they'll issue a preliminary warning. I think if it's a good umpiring crew over the weekend, they'll do that. So, and you know, Tony may not like that because he may want his frontier baseball justice. Yeah, but that's just the way it is. You know, I think that would protect everyone involved because the Tigers have nothing to play for except to ruin the White Sox, you know, future. But it won't carry over to the postseason, right? Did we ever get validation?
Yeah,
of that?
John Morosi said it's most likely any suspension would carry over into next regular season. Apparently, Mitch Rosen has just called in on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Mitch, Shane, and Tanny are in the Hyundai studios. We might never be able to take a commercial break again, so you have as much time as you like. How's it going?
Good, Danny. Speaks. Shane, Tanny. Shane, you being a season ticket holder to the White Sox, I'm more than willing to sponsor a one-way change ticket to fly you home Sunday if you want to go see the White Sox
on
if
Amtrak?
That game is happening on Sunday.
Mitch, I appreciate
Greyhound.
I very much appreciate that, Mitch. I don't want to put our lovely travel agent out here, but like I told these guys,
Rosemary, a big listener,
right?
Oh, she's the best.
Like I told these guys, I feel like if I go home for that game, that's me saying I don't trust the White Sox to get to the ALCS, and I have ALCS tickets, so I'm going to let my dad enjoy it, who's also listening right now, with my mom or my sister, whoever he chooses to bring. And then I will see the White Sox in the first home game of the ALCS. And then I'll see them in the first home game of the World Series. It's okay.
Okay.
But thank you for the offer, Mitch.
I just want to let the record show, that I know you've invested a lot of time and money and meat this season. So I just wanted to make that offer.
Yes, I appreciate
it. It's a very kind offer. And you're going to thank you, Mitch. And you're going to go to Game 4 if there is a Game 4.
Right. I'll go to Game 4. That'll be Tuesday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. As long as Mitch is here, is he still here? We could ask him to sponsor some other things, or is he gone?
No, already? I think he's here.
I'm here, Spiegs. Cabana, any help in the cabana, or what else can I help you with?
Yeah, a cabana for each one of those days. I think those are very reasonably priced. Could you maybe work on that for us?
Sun or shade?
Yes, yeah. The answer is yes. So one of each, thanks, as
this
long
is
as
very
we're
very inside. yeah.
What about the water? They're going to have water.
Speaks, what else can I answer for you while I'm on the line?
No, I don't know. I mean, is Tony Wise going to be here along with Wani? Do you know anything about that for Thursday?
Maybe. Tony is leaving town at the end of the week. I did talk to Tony at a pre-show meeting before he went on the air this morning. So, yes, he's leaving at the end of the week.
All right, that completes my questions. Danny, do you have any for Mitch?
Okay, very good.
Do I have any? Well, let's see here. What can I ask Mitch Rosen? Well, we never, you know what? We never did a Spiegel Idol.
Oh boy.
We never did a Spiegel Idol for his last appearance on Play by Play. How you're the executive producer of Cubs baseball on the radio. Sure. How did Matt Spiegel how did Matt Spiegel do?
I thought he did great, in all seriousness. Really good. I thought he set the plays up well. I thought he painted a picture great. He gave the scores out enough. I thought he did really great. And I will break this news. I haven't even talked to Spiegs yet, but I plan on having Spiegs out in spring training. You know, Pat does a limited amount of games in spring training. And Spiegs, I plan on talking to you about doing a good number of games in Arizona next year if everything is safe with COVID and everything. So I do plan on involving you more in spring training next year.
Wow, that's very exciting. That is breaking news right here.
Whoa!
I don't have my drops.
Danny,
he's a stud.
He's a stud.
Danny, yeah. Studs, it's that dial on the left. Danny, thank you again for bringing that up, putting me on the spot, but making it happen for your partner.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I was happy to do it again.
Yeah.
Mitch, thank you. Thank you very much.
Anything else?
Yeah. What can I?
What are the reviews? Just one question for you, Danny.
Sure.
What are the reviews on Twitch on your new hairdo today?
A split, Mitch, as you really? As,
like your hair.
Okay. Yeah, as you
it's called a part, Danny. Yeah. It's very modern.
There's a really firm, solid part line.
There's a line.
The Twitch listeners.
Yeah, we'll fade on the side. A line when Spiegs. You, I didn't tell you this. When I walked in, Mitch's face turned beet red. He very clearly hates my haircut. He very clearly is uncomfortable with it. And he was like, it looks good.
Well, Mitch is here.
Yeah, but it was so clear that he didn't like it, but he couldn't tell me that he didn't like it.
I was polite.
You were very polite.
Yeah. In a month, it would look great.
In a month, it'll look great. I'm supposed to get this thing trimmed up every 1 to 2 weeks. I wanted something new. I needed a new I needed a new look. I needed to change things up. And this is what I'm going with for a while.
Yeah, Danny's going to be going to a rave and taking some X on the weekend. So that's what that haircut is all about, I'm pretty sure.
Not in Vegas. Not under Shane's watch.
Yeah, well, something like that. All right. Yeah. Well,
good to talk to you guys.
Can I get anything for you guys? You guys need anything, Shane, Tanny?
No, I need the clock to move faster.
Yeah, got it. All right. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you.
Of course. Take care. See you guys. Bye, Tanny.
Bye, Mitch. Love you.
Yeah. God, he even gets his own goodbye. It's unbelievable.
Reminder, see me about a lot of stuff that happened in the last 10 minutes. Reminder, see me, please.
See, a lot of things get exposed when I can't play my fart sound effects over there in the other room.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening here on this side.
There's more people on the other room.
Yeah.
Since we started. I don't think
we're... Are you going to get a chance to walk it right up to Cubs baseball? Cubs baseball is next.
That'd be incredible.
And then boom.
I mean, is Cubs baseball going to be on the air? A lot of concerned faces behind masks in that room. I can tell.
Dustin, thumbs up.
It was a pretty half-hearted thumbs up. And Studs is at his normal state of confused. So
he's very used to that, so it's good.
Yeah.
That's when he does his best work.
in times of crisis.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Oh, God.
Should we try to break, Brandon? Studs, should we break? Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and throw it to break here.
Is this just it? You say goodbye?
I think let's break and then come back for a minute, maybe, before Cubs.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're not going to take a 10-minute break.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. Do you think we still have any audience left?
We're going to kill the break, right? Just get rid of one of the breaks?
Okay, let's kill the break, take it for 4 more minutes, and then break before Cubs. All right, wrap up your show here. You got 4 minutes.
Are you okay? You seem very flustered
by it. No, I'm fine. I'm
just going to go to the other room. He's not fine, everyone.
It's getting shangry.
Nope. Yeah, we have some conversations later.
What happened? I don't even know.
I think it's me.
It is you.
It is me.
It is.
Right?
It is definitely. Yeah. It's usually you. You're normally the one who goes too far on the unscripted. It's all unscripted though. That's the problem. It's live radio.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So how am I supposed to know what's too far until I actually do it?
It was discussed actually.
I don't remember it being discussed.
That's the root of the problem.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's all good. My hair looks fantastic.
I think it's terrific.
Yes, needs a wrap. Let's take a break, okay?
All right, are we honestly taking a break? Okay. Studs, are you ready to take a break? No one's sitting at the damn computer. Yes. Okay, excellent. We are going to see if we're still a team on the other side. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.